the storms we saw overnight and yesterday, we had the hailstorm yesterday morning, but a lot of rain, lightning, more than anything else. But the storms we're looking at this afternoon have the potential to be quite a bit stronger than what we've seen so far with this event.
And what's driving that? What are, you know, the good temperature differentials and things like that? What's going on?
It's really going to be forced by a fairly sharp cold front coming in from the west. That front right now is located back across parts of Iowa and Missouri, and this morning that front will move east and cross into Illinois sometime early this afternoon. Around that time, assuming these clouds and the residual rain we have here in the state clears on out and the sun comes out this morning, that'll heat up and begin to destabilize the lower atmosphere. And that would support a new round of thunderstorm development along that front, somewhere near the Mississippi River. And these storms pose a risk for large hail, 1 inch or larger in diameter, strong gusty winds, 58 miles an hour or greater, as well as isolated tornadoes. Now, the tornado risk is conditional on a couple of things. Number one, that the clouds and rain get out of here. If that doesn't happen, that will reduce the overall severe risk.
So what, how does that play into it? If the, why does that need to happen?
Well, thunderstorms form on warm, moist air. Warm, moist air is, think of a hot air balloon. It is less dense than the air around it, tends to rise up in thunderstorms. Cold air is more dense than the air around it, and if you have air that's dense sitting down near the ground, it's not going to want to rise up into a thunderstorm.
Okay, so if it gets to be one of these afternoons where it's very muggy out there and the sun is out, you start to get that sense like the air is thick. That's when trouble starts.
Yeah, that is the potential for trouble, and we have the lifting mechanism in that front coming in from the west. Strong wind shear, that is change in wind speed and direction with height, that helps those storms organize and become severe. The other thing, the tornado risk is reliant upon, would be the type of storm that forms along that front tomorrow. If we get separate, discrete storms forming along the front called supercells, those storms rotate and tend to produce a lot more tornadoes than do other types of storms. Whereas if we get a solid line of storms forming along that front, that would reduce, not completely eliminate, but reduce the tornado risk, but also likely increase the risk of damaging winds.
Okay, so yeah, obviously you have people's attention when you start talking about tornadoes and things like that. I mean, what do we know? How accurate is any of our you know, the science behind this and the models that we're looking at? What can we tell people and what should they be looking for today?
Yeah, the models are, the forecast models we use are not 100% accurate. They never will be because of how they're coded, and they can't be. The state of the science right now is not that we can say a tornado will hit this county or this town at this time. What we can say is that there is an enhanced risk of tornadoes as we go through mid to late this afternoon into this evening. There's a chance that there could be no tornadoes this afternoon. There is a chance that we could see maybe up to several tornadoes across the entire state of Illinois this afternoon. So my best advice is to stay weather aware, put yourself in a position where you can hear warnings, stay tuned to WILL, be able to get alerts on your smartphones, those kinds of things.